This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. COVID-19 is putting Colorado hospitals, patients, and providers under extraordinary pressure. In Longmont, nurses are speaking out about unsafe conditions and staffing issues during the pandemic. They are looking to form a union. Chris Kloster, a registered nurse for 32 years, says a nearly third of RN staff have left Longmont United Hospital since July.
This isn't sustainable. This kind of staffing, this kind of stress is not sustainable. Something has to change.
The hospital CEO says it remains focused on high-quality care and the well-being of patients and staff. The larger crunch is showing up in state data. More than half of hospitals in Colorado say they anticipate staff shortages in the next week, and more than a third expect ICU bed shortages. Meanwhile, the Douglas County School Board voted 4-3 this week to get rid of the district's mask mandate. Up until yesterday, students and staff had to wear a mask, and now they don't. CPR education reporter Jenny Brundine has more.
The November election installed a new school board majority that campaigned on making masks a parent's choice. The new rule gets rid of the mask mandate, regardless of vaccination status. Student Elijah Schmidt testified in favor of keeping the mandate.
It is not a matter of freedom. It is a matter of keeping our community safe and keeping our community healthy.
The resolution allows for accommodations for students with disabilities. Some express concern that people who need masks will be segregated or bullied. Jenny Brundine, CPR News.
Kaiser Permanente Colorado has come to an agreement with United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7. The union represents about 2,000 employees of the healthcare company. A new 4-year contract avoided a 30,000 worker strike. The union still has a pending lawsuit against Kaiser Permanente over understaffing and delayed care. You're listening to CPR News and KRCC.